This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories featuring organizations in our listening area that make our communities a better place to live. Every year, thousands of children are placed in the Arkansas State foster care system at any given time. These children come into state custody through no fault of their own. Over 500 children are available for adoption. However, there is a shortage of homes that can take children. A statewide organization is working to address the shortage. Name of the organization is The Call. CALL is an acronym which stands for Children of Arkansas Love for a Lifetime. The CALL is in 26 counties across the state, including Baxter, Claiborne, Craighead, Fulton, Izzard, Sharp, and White counties. Executive Director of The CALL in Arkansas, Lori Currier.
The real problem that we have is that there's a shortage of foster and adoptive families available to take care of children in foster care in Arkansas. The number of children who spend time in foster care every year is kind of shocking. There are 7,000 children whose lives are touched and spend time in foster care every year in Arkansas. In fact, today, while we're talking, there are 4,500 children who are placed in foster homes or group homes all around the state of Arkansas. So the need is great. There are lots of children who could be better served by being in a loving family, but unfortunately, there are not enough families to take care of those kids.
According to Currier, The CALL has received support from the Arkansas Department of Human Services, especially with the Division of Children and Family Services. Currier says the state provides training to prospective foster and adoptive families.
For The CALL volunteers and the staff, we have a person that we work with at DCFS known as a resource worker who is our liaison. And so typically that's who CALL volunteers are going to be working with. The partnership that we've developed with DCFS is very unique. And really around the nation, there are very few organizations that are like The CALL. And what makes that unique is the relationship that we have with the Division of Children and Family Services. So, in our partnership, we have very well-defined roles. The CALL recruits, trains, and supports foster and adoptive families. And then those families are approved by DCFS, and then DCFS does all the child make decisions about placing children in homes. And so the CALL doesn't really get involved in that part of it. Our role is really to go out and let people know about this huge need. And then let people respond, you know, as they will.
Currier notes that with the shortage of families, that brings big challenges.
Let's just take Craighead County, for instance. If a child comes into care, and usually it's a sibling group that will come into care together of maybe three children, let's say, and there's not a place available, there's not a home available to take those children in, they might say, well, you know, we only have space for one child in our home. Or they might not be able to find any families that would be able to take the children in. What happens then is that child, the caseworker, begins to look for a home in another county. And, of course, that complicates all kinds of things, like visitation with their families. They have to travel back from the county that they're placed in to their home county, Craighead County, to visit with their family members, to attend court, for lots of reasons, sometimes for doctor visits. So it's not the ideal scenario for a child to be placed, let's say, in Madison County when everything that is familiar to them and that they love is in Craighead County. So that's probably the biggest challenge statewide that is caused when there aren't enough families.
Currier notes that Northeast Arkansas is seeing a huge need for foster and adoptive families. Nicole Potts agrees. Nicole's the coordinator of The CALL in Craighead County. Since 2009, Nicole and her husband Jeff have been foster parents, as they have seen dozens of children in their home. The Potts have five children in their care at this time. They also educate families and churches about The CALL. Potts says there is a need for care of all ages of children in Craighead County, as well as the surrounding counties.
In Craighead County, there's still a need for all ages. There's a huge need in Greene County where the call is going to start there, but they don't have to wait until the call starts. You can get trained through the local DHS office with Mid-South. Also, I know Clay County is in dire need for foster parents. Poinsett County, Lawrence County, I mean, all really true Cross County, all the counties surrounding us, and a whole lot of them in Arkansas. There's just, the kids are in shelters, they're in group homes. You know, sometimes they have to sleep at the DHS office on the floor because there's not a place for them to go.
Her husband, Jeff, tell where the kids come from.
Out of homes that maybe the families had drug issues, which we see a lot of, and unfortunately drug use seems to be on the rise. We're seeing more of it. I know meth is a huge problem in this area, and you see that a lot in the news. Also, just neglect and abuse, and you see families that are just maybe single moms that are overworked and just can't handle the stress of the work and children and everything. And so things get a little out of control, and they just need somebody to come in alongside them and kind of help them. And DHS, in those cases, you know, when those things arise, those situations arise, and they see that, you know, they might bring the children out and give the mom or the parents, you know, time to regroup and to come alongside them and say, you know, what do you need? How can we help you make this better? And then also, as the call families, you know, part of the call is, you know, not only ministering to the children, but, you know, being there and trying to help support the biological families and minister to them too.
The call is not yet in Greene County, but that soon will change. Crystal Lackey is from Paragould and was taking foster and adoption classes at the same time that Nicole Potts was. Lackey was adopted as a child and says she wanted to adopt as well. First thing Lackey did was take classes, where Lackey learned about how bad the problem was.
You know, she told me that there was a great need for foster families, that there were only so many foster families in our county and so many children that needed homes, and I don't even remember the numbers that there were at the time, but it was a very small amount of homes for a great amount of children in our county alone. And so with that, I decided that we would try it out. We would try fostering. And so I was able to open my home as a foster home, and then I started fostering.
And Lackey has opened her home to numerous children and has also adopted her 13-year-old daughter, Olivia, as well as an 11-month-old boy named Tanner. Lackey also cares for a special needs child in her home, so she has three in her home right now. Lackey tells how she's benefited from fostering.
It makes me feel like I have helped so many children, because I have had 17 children pass through my home, and I've helped them each learn how to love and learn how to be in a family. Most children who come into foster care are not familiar with a typical family setting. They may have been hurt, or they may have been neglected severely, and they don't know, you know, they don't know how to be in a family or even be loved. And so we were able to teach them and show them, you know, how to be in a family, you know, and we were able to, for that short period of time, able to give them a family.
Lackey's also going to be the coordinator of the call in Greene County. She said that she did not realize the need in that area until she started fostering children.
You know, children get moved in foster care a lot, and they don't stay in one place. They don't, you know, have a stable, secure, you know, place to live out their years. You know, foster care is a temporary place. And whether their future holds adoption or going back home, you know, it's kind of up in there. You don't know when they're in foster care. The need is so great that there aren't that many foster homes. Now with the call has provided so many more foster homes, but before the call, there were not very many foster homes for these children. So they would either go to a foster home out of county, or they would go to a shelter where they lived in a group-like setting, and they could only stay there for 45 days. Then after 45 days, they didn't know where they were going. They just had to be moved. And, you know, caseworkers would have to to sit up at the office at all hours of the night trying to find placements for these children who had nowhere to go. You know, and that has to be scary. I couldn't imagine at 5, 6, 7 and, you know, on up where, you know, I couldn't even imagine not knowing where I was going to sleep that night. You know, and that's what these children deal with every day.
More information on the call can be found at www.thecallinarkansas.org or by calling the statewide office at 501-907-1048. This is Making a Difference on KASU, which features organizations in our listening area that make our communities a better place to live.